Greg, it seems you've only been here 5 minutes, but here's you won the Fife Cup already. What's the feeling like?
I think it's, you know, it's good. You know, that's what I said to the boys before the game, that it was, I want them to take the occasion away from it. And it was a real test for them because, you know, a lot of them hadn't played in a cup final before. I'd certainly not been involved in it in my 7 and 8 seasons here before. It was new to me. And the test for them was, can they handle playing on the main pitch? A lot of them hadn't played in it before in a competitive game. In front of a decent crowd as well. So they had that to show. I know what they can do. The coaching staff know what they can do because they've set high standards over the past 3 or 4 months, and it was just really going out there and producing. And certainly the first half they did.
It did. It was really all over by half time. But you didn't score till midway through the first half. Did you feel that it was definitely going to come, but you had a fair amount of chances up till then?
Yeah, I think the way the first goal came, obviously it was a corner from Matty Bowman and Tom Lang, you know, who I thought did really well, headed it from close range, and that, I'm not saying it calmed the nerves, but it gave them a little bit more belief. And after that, for the next 20 minutes, it was all 1-2 touch football. It was excellent. You know, if I have one complaint over, you know, how they did the first half, it would have been the final ball. You know, the amount of times we got to the byline and struggled to play over or beyond the first player was hard. We found that tough. But, you know, we tried to address that second half and more balls went in the middle around the back, but we never got any goals. But I can't complain. Some of the movements, some of the play the first half, you know, Lewis Swords getting out little pockets, or Trellis on the left side, getting wide, Matty Bowman getting around the corner, it was excellent. And Paul Allen, Matty Todd were outstanding in there. Just every single ball went through them.
Yeah, it's quite strange because you had a number of injuries, you were lacking quite a number of young players, but the young players you put out were actually quite experienced, and you say, Matty Todd, Paul
that's
Allen.
That's the thing you look at, is it... Try the word it right here, the younger, older player, or, you know, is that the right wording? Because Matty Todd's played, what, not even 10 first team games. And then you've got Paul Allen that's played 2 or 3 in the cup at the start of the season. So, here's why I say they're still really young players, but they're experienced reserve players. And that's where, you know, Paul Allen's an easy guy to coach, as is Matty Todd, because they know exactly how we want him to play in that role. And just, I mean, we've gone about spacing all the time as midfield players. You know, the spacing between Paul Allen and Matty Todd and Cammy Graham was outstanding. The three of them were moving, working together, and a lot of the ball was going through them. Second half, that changed a little bit because these five changed their formation. But it was just good football overall.
And good for Cammy Graham to get a goal, because
that's... It was. I mean, he's on a little roll right now. I know we brought Cammy in about 6-7 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer. And he's certainly a player that's different. You know, he's still mature and grown to his body. He's one that we're working on, you know, daily. I think there's two of them on that type of programme. They're in the gym most mornings and they're working on that because they've still to grow and they're still to mature. So, I would say underdeveloped. But he's a footballer, and in that position, we want guys that can play football, and he can certainly deal with the ball. He's got the vision, and he's certainly scored a lot of goals in the last 2 or 3 reserve games he's played.
And you made the decision to play the trialist tonight, and he seemed to go out quite an ovation in the 85th minute. So.
He did well. You know, he's a player that loves to play in the white line, as you probably saw tonight. He was more effective in the first half than the second half. But he's got blistering pace, right? And it's trying to slow that down. It's like sometimes it's 100 miles an hour, and when you're that quick, you know, it's hard. I mean, I was never that quick, so it's hard to coach, right? But it's just, you know, can he slow it down? Or when he's that direct, it certainly excites people, and it's an out.
Will we see more of him?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see him tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, so you'll enjoy this and
you
take
do.
It on to Tuesday?
I'll enjoy it for a couple of hours and take it on. Douglas, I'm more, you know, more, I'm happier more with the performance. The performance for us is most important. We could have went out there and won 2-0 and played poorly. You know, I keep saying that. It's all about the performance. It's doing the right things. It's being brave out there and trying to express yourself. And a lot of them could have froze tonight. You know, we had Paul Brown there playing right centre back. Paul Brown's not right centre back, but because we've got so many injuries, and Tom Lang really, really helped him. But it's the important piece. If they're going to make mistakes, I'd rather make mistakes here by trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And they did. They made mistakes, but, you know, more often than not, we're a better team, right? And to be fair, East Fife had, you know, three or four, or maybe more than that, experienced players. And it's harder for young boys playing against the experienced players. Kevin Smith played, albeit he came off after about 35 minutes. Uh-huh. The boy Duggan played up front. You know, Danny Denham played, who was won the championship last year with Arbroath. So it's a test and a challenge for some of them.
He was experienced too, Brett Long.
Ah, he was. Right, and it, obviously, the oldest player we had was Tom Lang, he's a 97, I think, and Cammy Gill's a 98. You know, so, and then beyond that, as you say, it seems like a young team. It seems like an experienced young. We've still got players that are, a lot of the players that are 2001s, 2002s, and Paul Allen's the 2000. I'm talking years, and everybody drives me crazy when I say that, but that's the important. They're still young players.
Lastly, you talked about injuries. Have you anybody likely to get back into contention by next week?
Reserve game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, St Mirren next week. I think, you know, obviously, it's hard. It's hard to manage because there's so many of them out on loan. And Tom Bragg picked up a knock for Kelty on his thigh. So he'll now be back for, I think he's training with Kelty this Thursday, you probably know. I wouldn't think he'd be involved this weekend, but he's back in contention. Gregor Jordan hurt his foot, he's back in now as well. Josh Robertson got a concussion. Lucas Berry's broke his arm. It's endless. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't know. And, you know, it depends with what happens with the first team this weekend as well. You know, how we do and how they fare. There's players that need to play.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it works, right? And it's about putting the right squad out there that's, you know, and so what if they get beat? It's not about that. It's about, you know, I said earlier about being brave in certain situations, you know, and playing against experienced players and showing me and everybody else what they can do. You know, you're putting three boys on tonight from Fife Elite that's just came into the academy, some of them, and you've got a bench there, six out of the seven players are Fife Elite along with Craig Burt. So, you know, the future's good. We're looking at these kids all the time and it's exciting. There's more that we left out that could have came into that. And that's where the hard part is, because they're involved in Fife Elite, the academy, they're never really told that they're left out, and when they're left out it becomes their heads down or deflated. It's not all about that. It's about, well, this is part of your development. We can get left out, but how do you respond? You know, we don't leave you out because you're a bad player. You know, and that's the teaching part that comes into it, because next game it'll be somebody else and then somebody else, but we're dealing with 15-year-old kids. You see, and that's the tough part. They can only play reserves when they're 16, so we can't call on these boys yet as well. So there's a plan, you know. It keeps going on about the structure. You know, we've got a lot of players that we can pick from, and it's getting the right people in. And as you saw tonight, the future's certainly bright with the 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players we have.
Sure.
So
very good. Thank you very much, Greg.